Okay, we're ready to start the next talk. Robert, you have the floor.
Thank you. So hello and welcome everybody. I'm going to talk about collaborative editing or simultaneous editing. Can I have my microphone? Can you use?
No?
I can speak up a little bit. No problem. I'm going to talk about editing, simultaneous editing. We've seen a couple of examples today already here in this room, it is not that new, but I'm going to talk about the MediaWiki environment. Thank you very much. So, okay, I think that should be better. Great. But first of all, I want to introduce myself and the software that I'm going to talk about. So my name is Robert Vogel. I'm a software developer at the HelloWelt company since 15 years now. And we develop a MediaWiki distribution. So that is, I think, very different to many other open source projects that we have seen today. So we're not developing the whole set of code in this application, but basically we're distributors of an existing software, the MediaWiki software, and we extend this software, we add additional functionality, we adapt it to use cases, especially from the business world. This is what I'm going to talk about today. That is the MediaWiki portion, basically. So as I said, we're just building upon that. We're bundling it and distributing it. And MediaWiki is a very famous project. I believe most of you probably heard of it. It empowers the Wikipedia project. And it's also widely used in third-party environments and organizations of different types. And obviously, the most important part of a wiki is the wiki content and the wiki page editing. And and as many other wikis, MediaWiki also uses a special version of content or special type of content that's so-called wiki text. Wiki text is a plain text markup language, just like Markdown, for example, or other wiki text variants that you may know. And nowadays, many people aren't that much into using plain text wiki text anymore. So the demand for visual editing arose many years ago already. And in that context, the Wikipedia community, the Wikimedia Foundation, decided to implement a visual editor. And unlike many things that we've seen today, they did not decide to use an existing solution like CK Editor or various others that are around, but to implement their own solution. And this solution is called Visual Editor. Now, Visual Editor is a little bit disambiguous. There are two types of Visual Editor, basically, if you read about it in the context of Wikimedia or MediaWiki. First of all, Visual Editor is just a regular HTML editor, as you know it from other implementations. Runs completely in JavaScript in the browser, just as all the other ones. But then, on the other hand, there is the MediaWiki Visual Editor extension, which is nowadays a core extension, so it's delivered together with the MediaWiki core. And it basically builds upon the standalone version of Visual Editor, and as Visual Editor standalone edition can only edit HTML, there needs to be some code that transfers wiki text from plain text, wiki text into HTML, and vice versa, and the other way around, so we can properly store it in the wiki page again. And for that, there's a service that is called Parsoid, which I will not go into detail here, because it's not really important for the use case of of simultaneous editing. But that's the basics here. So MediaWiki itself needs wiki text for storing, for comparing, for working with, but visual editor needs HTML for for modifications, for doing modifications to that content. And when they started with the visual editor implementation many years ago, Wikimedia Foundation very quickly realized that there is a chance of implementing a real-time collaboration editing functionality, and that is due to the way visual editor handles handles changes, basically handles the document and handles changes. I will go into more detail here. That was back in 2011, as you can see. It was also the time where Google Docs already was a thing and Etherpad came up. So, yeah, they put in some effort into that, and they actually developed a backend component, a server component, and a frontend integration. And but it was never it never went into production on any Wikimedia project, on any wiki. It was just for testing purposes, basically. The main reasons for that were that there were concerns from the community, from the Wikipedia community, especially regarding contributor attribution. So basically, if there are multiple people editing a wiki page at once and you save that, the wiki can only store one revision of the change, and who should then be attributed as the author of that change, for example. And that was subject to discussions in the community, and in the end, there was a second approach, as you can see here, around 2017, to restart this. But in the end, they basically abandoned this code, and it sat there for some time. And then we came around that, and we did some some tests with that code, and we decided that it was really worth looking into that and adopting that code. And we did. So, what are the things that are required for setting up such a kind of collaborative editing in the wiki context? This is the set backend part. It's called Rebaser in this context. Basically, it consists of two parts: a server application, which was originally written in Node.js, a JavaScript application, and a client integration, which still lives in the visual editor code, unchanged since basically 2019. And the second part that is really important for that is this is so-called linear model, or linear data model, and the so-called transaction. Because this is what actually enables this kind of functionality. The way the visual editor represents the data, the HTML data, and the way it interacts with it using transactions. And this linear data model, I want to spend a little bit time on it. So what does this mean? What does linear model mean in this context? So this is regular HTML. Everybody recognizes that. It's very simple. Actually, it is wiki text. I have mixed this example. It's regular HTML, the span element. But you can also see those single quotes surrounding the words hello and world. Which is, in this case, wiki text. And now let's see how the visual editor itself represents this kind of content. I've truncated a lot of things because otherwise it would be not very readable. But what I want to show here is that it basically splits up the whole content of a page in a linear way, basically character by character or section by section. It will add, it will split this up, and it will annotate those things, which we can see very very easily here. Though, so the second pair of brackets here, that is the annotation, which basically tells what kind of formatting is applied to this particular part of the content. Here on the other side, I've shown the various things like bold, span, and italic. These were the ones that we saw in the previous slide. So, and the next part of this process is now the transaction. So every time somebody changes something, somebody selects something, a transaction is created, and the change is first applied to the linear model, and then the linear model will be synchronized with the view in the HTML, basically what the editor shows to the user, to the end user. Transactions, obviously, basically many most transactions are atomic, and they can be undone. Basically, here you can see this is an example for inserting some character in this case, I believe. Next to the actual transaction, there's a lot of other things that go with the change. There are stores and selection information, which I did not put in here because it's not that important for this example. It's just so you know that for sharing basically which parts of the application of the document are selected or where the cursor is, you also need to have this inside of a change object. And also there is the stores. The stores are very important for anything that is, let's say, not part of the actual document, but some external resource. For example, templates. Templates is a way in MediaWiki to include content from other pages. These are in those stores, and they need to also be transferred, or at least the information about it needs to be transferred in a proper way. So, as I said, there is this Rebaser backend. There's this Rebaser client, and the Rebaser client runs inside of the Visual Editor extension. To make things work, basically, on every keystroke. First of all, we establish a WebSocket connection to the backend, and then on every keystroke, the change, including the transactions, is transferred to the server. And here, some magic needs to happen, because we cannot just send out the same change to all the other documents, but you need to rebase it, basically. Because in the meantime, due to concurrency, things may have changed. So it's not just a distribution mechanism where one change arrives at the server and then is being sent out to the clients. But there's also some rebasing being done on the server side, so that the change arrives in a proper place, basically, of the document. Also, the server stores a whole history of the document, so whenever a new client joins the session, this entire document can be loaded directly from the Rebaser server. Okay, that's time. Now it's time for a little demo. It's not super exciting, I believe, but it should still want to show it to you. So let's see. I've here two browsers open with two different users logged in, and currently we have this feature is pretty new to Bluespires, about half a year, maybe in production. We still have a dedicated button for edit together. We call it that way. It's better. It's a nicer term than collaborative editing or real-time editing. Edit connect together, which basically starts this change. And I can now invite people, like, for example, this other user here. And yeah, in this case, we get a notification about entering the collaborative editing mode. And here we go. So we had to do we did a couple of design decisions here, which are very different from the original implementation. The original implementation, for example, was not even integrated into a regular wiki page, as we see it here, as a mode of editing. But it was a standalone page on the wiki where people could just enter, very similar to what you know from Etherpad, for example. Then people could type something, could collaborate on that, and then they could export it and save it to some page. We've integrated it as a full-fledged and valid edit mode. I can save that. If I'm saving a page, I can I'm not necessarily leaving the page. There will be a revision created in the background, but it doesn't mean that I need to leave the edit mode. I can even leave collaborative editing sessions open, so there's no need to save it. Obviously, it's only going to be persisted into the wiki's revision store once people save, but you can use that as a draft mechanism as well. So let's see if I just leave that now. Okay, the session has ended, and now we should see in the history, we should see both users as contributors here. Again, this is the way we implemented it in BlueSpice. In the original MediaWiki implementation, this was very different. And let's go back to the slides. Before we come to the future future plans that we have, quick information for you if you're interested in that. So we have published this as a standalone MediaWiki extension. It's not in any way bound to BlueSpice as a distribution, but it is included in BlueSpice. We're doing regular releases on that, using regular patch level releases. We are bound to the long-term support version of MediaWiki. That's a specialty of MediaWiki, actually, the way they release. And also to ease the setup of this whole thing, we provide a Dockerized a container image, basically, for Docker that makes it easy to start up and operate the Rebaser backend. So yeah, setup is fairly easy, actually. Let's move on to what we plan in the future. I somehow said this already. Currently, it is an optional way of editing wiki pages that you need to pick from a list of other options. In the future, we want to make this the main way of editing stuff, of editing pages. And obviously, there are still some things that need to be optimized even after half a year of production. So there are lots of things that can be added for managing, for example, about orphaned sessions and especially things like the backup and restore are things that at the moment they can be done, but it's more difficult than it should be. And especially this is especially important because, as I said, as you can leave the session at any time and you can use this mechanism for drafting wiki pages, those session those collaborative session data are considered to be production data, so they need to be backed up properly, and we need to make sure that they're not getting lost in any way. I think that's it. I have on the slides on the last page, I have also some resources that you can look up. I will share the slides later on the website, and thank you very much. Okay, so the question was whether it is possible to see precisely which changes a user applied during the session after saving the page. No, that is not possible, and it's also not desirable, because the wiki text is a plain text markup language that, and if you marked up everything that the user typed, which is theoretically possible, you would pretty much mess up this wiki text, which makes comparing the wiki text much more difficult in the long run. So we don't do that. We store who was part of that session, but we do not store who actually contributed which part, because to be honest, it doesn't really tell much. People might just fix typos or something like that, and this is really not so useful information, I believe. So the question was, how do we deal with selection changes, basically? Okay. So how do we deal with that? How do we deal with the position of the carrot of the cursor in the document during the edit? To be honest, I cannot really answer this question at the moment. I would need to look it up. I think it is part of the selections field, but I'm not entirely sure how this is handled in the rebaser logic. Cannot tell. By the way, this is a very nice example of why open source is so important. So this was a long abandoned code. Since years, it was not looked after anymore, not maintained. But as it was, as it is open source, it was easy for us to pick up, to learn from that, and to bring it to life again, which is a great thing.
Thanks.